Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about Runway, who has just raised over $140 million for their text-to-video AI. This is a really big move in the space. And what's really interesting here is I've actually tested out Runway in the past. It's a rather impressive company. But I will say, you know, like essentially you have like a ChatGPT interface where you type in some text and it generates a video for you. And while that is pretty impressive, I will say at the moment, the one that I was able to sample and kind of test, essentially just generated like more like a GIF. It wasn't exactly correct, but to be fair, like this is one of the first commercially available text to video generators. So this is really big, and Runway has a lot of big things planned. So I do think this is a big move. What's interesting is this $141 million they raised, it's actually an extension of their Series A round that they did from Google, NVIDIA, and Salesforce, among some others. And so they just, I guess, decided they would like to raise a little bit more money. The market is obviously willing to put money into these kind of things, so they were able to go and grab this. And I think this is kind of building on their Series C that they announced way back in December, but I guess they kind of kept it open to their goal here, they said, is to use it to scale in-house research efforts and expand their headcount. Their CEO said, "We're focused on how we can continue to push the boundaries of creativity. The additional funding allows us to double down on it, innovation on new tools for artists and creators." So it doesn't seem like there's some one particular breakthrough they're focusing on, but you know, overall improving their, like, this is a really big move and a really bold, ambitious play, I think, doing text to video generation. It's obviously, you know, not even something that OpenAI has tackled. And so I think, you know, raising $141 million is no shocker, and they'll definitely be able to use this, you know, when they're competing against OpenAI's $10 billion they've raised. And also with the knowledge that inevitably OpenAI is going to go into this space, right? They've done images, they've done 3D models, or you know, messed around with some ideas there, and they've done, obviously, text, which is their big thing with ChatGPT. What's interesting is Runway was actually founded back in 2018 by Venezuela, Alejandro Matamala, and Antasi Germanidis. And they actually met while they were at art school at NYU, and they started, I guess they kind of had this curiosity in AI's creative potential. And so from there, they actually started to build a whole suite of kind of AI-powered tools. Initially, this whole idea was more geared towards movie makers, cinematographers, and photographers. But eventually, they started to shift their focus over the years to generative AI, particularly on the video side, which is more where we see them today. So its current kind of flagship product that they have now just announced, which is called Gen 2, is an AI model that generates videos from text prompts, or an existing image. So you can also put an image in there and get it to, you know, turn that into a video, which is really interesting. So I think this is, you know, I think this is a really interesting move. They have it's a very ambitious company, right? As I said before, and they're building beyond just a tool set. They've also created a number of other things, including they founded Runway Studios, which is an entertainment division that serves as a production partner for enterprise clients. They've also launched the AI Film Festival, which is, I guess, an event they claim is the first dedicated to showcasing films produced in whole or in part by AI. So, I mean, kind of interesting. Obviously, you can see how that would be relevant to their company and how that would benefit them, you know, continue to encourage the usage of their products. What is really interesting is they said that their customer base spans Fortune 500 and Global 2000 companies, including New Balance and millions of individual creators. So I think this is really interesting. I think the fact that they say spans Fortune 500 and Global 2000 companies, and they call out one company in particular, is not incredibly impressive. I mean, good for them. I will say, you know, as you know, over here, I'm currently working on AI Box, which is an AI startup. We've announced a waitlist on our website, AIbox.ai. And, you know, we've had really incredible interest already on that waitlist. You know, we've had people from Ally Bank. We've had people from, you know, KPMG, a lot of other companies. And so I think at this moment, there's a lot of different companies testing out these AI tools, and you absolutely have to be if you want to stay on the cutting edge. So, I mean, I would say it's probably less impressive to just kind of say, you know, like, because I could make the same claim that Runway makes, that our, you know, our waitlist spans Fortune 500 companies and Global 2000 companies and, you know, like, whatever. So I think that they're obviously doing some impressive things. I think we have to let the technology speak for itself. I don't think in this industry, you know, saying who uses you or who's tried you is very relevant. But in any case, this is not a dig at Runway. I think they're probably doing some great things. I would just say you're going to see that trend a lot from different companies, you know, touting who uses them or who's tried them or who's on their wait list. And it probably becomes a little bit less relevant, especially when you're looking at, you know, these billion-dollar, $100 million companies. I don't think that's a claim they should be making. Their claim should be what their tech can actually do. In any case, I digress. But I think what's really interesting is, you know, this growing enterprise client base is obviously not surprising considering all the hype around this. In a recent FreshBooks survey, 25% of businesses said that they're testing generative AI tools, and around 33% said they plan to try generative AI tools within the next year. Obviously, I believe that that number is going to go even higher. I'm not 100% sure when that survey was done, but this has got to go higher. Every company is going to be integrating AI by the end of the year into something they're doing. And here's an interesting quote. Content creation today is very impressive and time consuming. We want to help bring those costs and time factors as close to zero as possible, especially as companies' content needs are only increasing. Our goal is to reimagine content creation and build a new type of creative suite, the generative suite. So that was their CEO. And he said, and it's also essentially this Series C extension, which now values Runway at $1.5 billion. Essentially brings the total amount of company or of funds that the company has raised to $237 million. So this was actually a fairly significant, right? They said, this is an extension of our Series C, $140 million plus. But like, if they've only raised, not only raised, they've raised a whopping $237 million. But this extension was very significant, right? Like, this is over 50% of all their money was raised on the extension of a round. So I think this is a big move for them. I think this is going to help to create more powerful text to video tools. I really hope that they can speed up the production of their tool, as there are a lot of other competitors in the space, and I think they're going to need to move fast if they want to be successful. But this does make Runway one of the better funded generative AI startups. And so they're kind of in league with Cohere and Character AI and Stability AI, who all raised in the hundreds of millions of dollars. So a really big move, and I really do hope this is an exciting day for text to video AI, and I think Runway might just be the team that is able to pull this off.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.